This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
I don't know, Dr. Bitar, if you got the memo, but we were going to do Advanced Medicine Tuesday this week, but I got snowed out. So we're doing normal time. So it didn't matter. You're here, and we're ready to go.
I saw your message that came through, and then the second message said, never mind, so I didn't bother reading the first one.
Well, then that's fine, because like I said, I was going, you know what, we can actually ski, it's MLK Day, the kids are off school, and then so much snow came down that they closed the canyons. You couldn't even get there. I'm like, in the southeast where I grew up and you were there for many years, if you were snowed out of skiing, it meant there was no snow, you know, like normal. Here it's like, no, there's too much. You're not allowed. It's too dangerous. You can't even get here. So anyway, I find that funny. New adventures every day, depending on where you are on planet Earth, there's always a new experience to have.
That's true. That's very, very true.
And one of the new experiences for a lot of people waking up to the danger of vaccinations is finding out that they are in the top 10 list of the threats to health in 2019, according to the World Health Organization. Did you see that?
I did. I actually did. And it was actually something that I sent to Super Don that I thought we needed to cover. That is one I sent, right? Or is that?
Yeah, it is indeed. And in fact, we covered it a few days ago when it first broke. They talk in terms of vaccine hesitancy. But of course, what the mainstream media narrative has been since that point in time, New York Times, you name it, it's about anti-vaxxers, threats to global health in 2019. My gosh, how unscientific they are. We've got to find a way to inoculate against them. I'm like, wow, man, they are really scared. They are really desperate, Dr. Bitar. And, you know, obviously we're a well-oiled machine. We've got multi-billions of dollars like Big Pharma. Maybe we've got more secretly hidden that's funding this campaign to convince people that vaccines aren't scientific.
Yeah, the multi-millions of dollars of in our arsenal of our assets that we have ready to mobilize at any given instant so that we can negate this vaccine movement. It's actually, first I need to say that a very, very close friend of mine actually sent me this article, which there are more and more people that are becoming aware. I think we talked a couple of weeks ago. In fact, Amanda, who is the sister, that was one who had the baby at the in the hospital. We had that discussion where two different nurses came up to her and told her how many other parents that were having babies that same day had opted not to have vaccinations. In fact, I think she was a third or fourth person that particular day that had a baby in that particular small community hospital. And in private, one of those nurses shared with her that she personally did not believe in the vaccination aspect anymore. And so more and more people are becoming aware. So you know that they're getting desperate. Now when they start to list people as among the top 10 highest risk factors, because it's obviously evident from just what they did with what who did. But it's also evident when you are in the trenches and talking to people and you find out that more and more and more people are becoming aware of it. So it's kind of like Lyme's disease. You know, Lyme's disease, they say, is a great masquerader. And that I think the CDC estimated that it was about 10 million cases of Lyme, but there was also estimates that it's 10 times greater the actual incidence of Lyme than what they project. So if it's 10 million that they think is affecting the population, I think that's in the U.S. or maybe it's on the whole planet. I don't remember. But if it's 10 times greater than what we think, that would be 100 million people. So it's like a cockroach. You see one, you know there's 1,000 behind the wall.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We talk about that when one person asks a question of us here or use some other forum. There are thousands of others that have similar or almost the same question, and you're right. And they've even said it regarding the vaccine adverse event reporting system. The government's own statisticians say that might be 1% of all adverse events are being reported. And I said that we're rapidly coming to a time, just like everybody knows somebody who has had cancer or died from it or the treatment for it. So you have a whole stadium full of people at the World Series standing up against cancer. Stand up if you know somebody, right, that's been affected. You're going to get very quickly to that point where you'll be in a stadium of people. Stand up if you know somebody with someone who's on the autism spectrum. And pretty soon you're going to figure out they were fine until they got vaccinated and then they went downhill, like the stories that are being told. And yet, the New York Times has the audacity, and other agencies have the audacity to say, well, it's a well-orchestrated, well-oiled machine, very well-funded. And I'm thinking, you know that Big Pharma has, like, what, 5 lobbyists for every member of Congress? And has thrown billions at this thing? And, like, where's that money coming from on our side, Dr. Bittar? I mean, many of us just trying to get by month to month. It's like all the women and moms and dads with children who are autistic barely can make ends meet the time that they have just to talk about this stuff.
Well, see, this is the thing why the popularity of President Trump exploded within the working class, because they understand that there's so much misinformation that's perpetuated. And even if everything that President Trump has said may not be accurate, regardless of what that is, the one thing that has resonated with me is the fake media. Because you know and I know how much the media propagate misinformation for the agenda or for the whatever the agenda is of the hierarchy, whoever's in control, for the medical industrial complex. We know that. I know that when the medical board came after me and all the heinous things that the media put out, none of which was true, none of which was substantiated. And in fact, 3 years later, when we were in court, it was my attorney was talking to me and said something to the extent of, did they not even review this? They asked for over a thousand pages of medical records, which, by the way, they reviewed in less than 2 hours. And it was, they had accused me of never having seen these patients and never having examined them, never having encountered, engaged with them. And yet, in the charts, there were handwritten notes with my signatures of procedures and interactions and things that I'd done for the patient. But there was nobody bothered to look at the facts before they reported it in the media. So they just basically hung a person out to dry for whatever. Remember, bad news travels a lot faster than good news, right? So bad news sells more. So they want to make a villain out of anyone because that's going to sell their advertising dollars better than if it's good news. So obviously the media has had a problem with telling the truth. We know that. That's one reason you're like one of the few venues where people can actually get the truth out. Now we've got the media like this, the New York Times putting this out, and when President Trump says something about fake news, it resonates with me right now because I know that yes. I've been affected by this fake news aspect. And many people, like every parent that has a child with autism, has been affected by fake news because they are tired and they are upset and they are saddened and they are distraught that they've seen something with their child. They've seen the injury the child has sustained. And then they mm-hmm. bring it to the doctors and they bring it to the government notice. And what happens, instead of saying, oh, let's look into this, it's whitewashed. It's cleaned up. And then they're labeled as being eccentric parents or irresponsible parents or now top 10 greatest risks to the World Health Organization yeah. movement of health risks. I mean, it's crazy. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and Dr. Bittar, to your point, is exactly what I was saying about somebody knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody with cancer or that same scenario is happening with vaccine injury. And just like you said about the personal aspect of why Trump resonates, you know, we might not agree 100% on everything. And it's like, I've said this politically, if you agree with someone 100% of the time, there's no need for one of you. Okay? This is not a time for congruity. There's always going to be something.
Wait a second.
What?
Well, maybe you and I, then one of us is not needed here, Robert. I think
we found little nuance of disagreements. I mean, like, I don't know if it's a pineapple on pizza thing, but I mean, there's something different, right? So the point I'm making here is that...
I wonder if it wasn't needed.
No, poof, one of us gone. No, it's not like Thanos snapped his finger, for those of you Marvel Comics fans. We are talking about the reality when confronted with media. Now, why would we call it fake news? A lot of people are like mad at Trump because, oh, it's fake. Well, it's if it's destroying the narrative that you want communicated, you get mad at him. But the reality is he's called out the news because they've reported on him so ridiculously. There's not any critical thinking skills engaged and involved, right? What is right? What is wrong? No, we're not going to discuss that. It's just all. So when we talk about, like, for instance, the attacks on you, this is very personal. You found out firsthand how the media would make stuff up, lie, not communicate, or even if they did communicate with you, take your words out of context or completely ignore them. And you go, there's a lot of fake news going on long before Trump came on the scene. We know it personally, and anybody who has vaccine-injured children know it firsthand.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. In fact, Robert, it's interesting that after the 2020 segment that aired, which has aired a couple of times now, I made a decision that I will never, and PBS, too, when Frontline, they interviewed me, I have made a decision maybe about 8-9 years ago that I will never, ever do another national TV program interview unless we have our own independent cameras rolling simultaneously so we can then show really what they did. When they take the final edited components, they will change the order and take things out of context and put them together to make you sound like you said something totally different than what you actually said. It was absolutely amazing how they do this. And they can get away with it because their agenda is, you know, you and I may think they want to put out the right information, and yet when they put it together and they send it out, my staff was livid when they saw, and friends of mine when they saw that, the 2020 segment that was aired. Now, I told them that it didn't really matter. I'll give you a perfect example of what they said. They brought this up. They brought this thing up about. I won't get into details of it. I'll talk about that the IEDFW video segment when we do after the radio show. But their agenda is to get some type of message across, and it seems to be that their message that they're trying to get across. It's serving the purposes of the medical industrial complex, specifically the pharmaceutical industry. Because if it were not, it would not be biased against the person that they're interviewing if they are promoting an agenda that is something other than a pharmaceutical intervention, something other than what's prescribed for a specific type of condition. So it's just an observation that they never seem to be biased against big pharma. They never seem to talk about the Vioxx that killed, you know, what is it? 50,000 people before they took it off the market, or any other drug that killed 25, 50, 100,000 people. They only want to talk about the Ephedra that killed 1 or 2 people of it.
Right.
The IV treatment for CTA.
Well, the drug and vaccine dangers, if they exist, which we know they do, they go into the memory hole. And they'll report on it to say, hey, we're media. But again, they're not like Cheryl Atkinson, actually a real investigative journalist, or John Rappaport, or Jeffrey Jackson, or what we do here, or our buddy Del Bigtree. By the way, I posted to the IADFW my interview with him from last week about the real ID, how it's the back door to adult vaccine mandates in the United States.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of 5-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and one special hour with Dr. Rashi Batar. We call it Advanced Medicine. You can go to advancedmedicine.com. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Archives are also there, including searchable archives, which we don't have in general, but specific to Advanced Medicine. Dr. Batar has got a team putting that together, which is awesome. And iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and simulcast on YouTube, and also special segments that we put up on Brighteon.com, our buddy, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. Now, let's see. We've got questions of the day coming in, so let's dive in.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's from our good friend Ula. She says, my sister-in-law was diagnosed with CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, over a year ago. Recently, her results got worse, and doctors seemed very negative and killing any hope, telling her it's the kind of cancer that can never be healed. I know they are full of poop and would never recommend alternative holistic options. Please advise if you have any success with treating CLL. Taking selenium, chromium, and silica seems obvious, but I need your professional perspectives, please. All right, Ulo, we can't play doctor on radio, but in general, we can provide information. Dr. Batar, CLL, you've seen it.
Yeah, we've seen it, and we've treated it. And I think that one of the things that's important to mention here, and we've kind of talked about this, there are a lot of people that are chromium deficient and selenium deficient and silica deficient.
Yes.
But they don't have chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The part that we have to be very conscientious of and judicious in our thought process is that there's no panacea. And I think that when people start to learn something, and that old adage, a little bit of knowledge can be dangerous type of thing, you have to understand that from a universal philosophical 30,000 area viewpoint, it comes down to one of two things, usually a combination of both. One, it's a nutritional deficiency. Two, it's a toxicity issue. Usually it's a combination of both. And this is for all pathology, right? This is the oxidative, the seven toxicities. Those are a lot of people talk about nutrition. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't talk about the toxicities. And if they do, they're talking about just a superficial type component.
Mm-hmm.
The seven toxicity philosophy that we have is basically about as encompassing as you can get. And, of course, at startup, the three toxicities went to seven toxicities over a period of maybe 10 years or so. Maybe there'll be an eighth toxicity. Who knows? But the point is, it's a toxicity issue and a nutrient deficiency that then leads to some type of a misalignment, if you will, or the machinery breaking down. And that machinery breaking down, that oxidative stress damage that the body's sustaining, then will manifest itself in either heart disease or cancer or whatever the case may be. So when you're looking at chronic lymphocytic leukemia, you can't say, well, I've taken selenium, chromium, and silica, and that seems obvious, but what else do we need to do? You need to look at the toxicity issues, and you need to look at the nutrient deficiencies. And many times, you cannot do this effectively without being, without having a healthcare provider that can assist you with the appropriate testing that's necessary or the treatments that are necessary. So I sometimes get a little bit frustrated because people think that, you know, if you have a problem with your car, yeah, you can change the oil, but if there's anything bigger than that, then they're going to take the car in. But when it's dealing with something like cancer, they think that they can do it themselves, and it's unfortunately not the case. You can't prevent cancer on your own thing. This is how you live your life, right? The having appropriate 20 minutes of sunlight, making sure you're exercising, making sure you're drinking clean water, organic food. Those are things you can do to prevent. But once you've got it, that boat has sailed now. You need some additional professional assistance to come in. If you think you can do it on your own, unless you are completely 100% of the belief, which I personally am, that you can believe yourself into being completely healthy, most people will say that. Robert, you were there at the Advanced Medicine Conference when we talked about belief and we had the people raise their hands. And you know, how many people raised up their hands? And I said, how many people would put your life on it? And a lot of those hands went down.
Mm-hmm.
There were four hands that still went up. And three of those hands were people that had already put their lives in my hands. They were patients of ours. So I said, you guys don't count because you already did it. So I know you. There was only one person that was willing to put up their hand and walk into that fire. So when if a person truly believes it, really in their heart, not like, oh, yeah, I believe it, but when it comes down to it, then
every fiber of your being.
Exactly. To the point that you are willing to jump off that cliff because you know that you have the ability to apply that type of thing. Unless you have that type of belief, if you need professional help, you need professional assistance, you need somebody to help. And I'm not saying professionally like an allopathic physician.
I think that's important to make that distinction. And I know what you mean by that, but some folks might not. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Again, it's not to say that nobody has ever overcome this without professional help. Absolutely. But you acknowledge that through the belief system and what you do to change it. By the way, with CLL or all these leukemia blood disorders, we are seeing a lot of other realm toxicity. We talk about electromagnetic frequency disruption as well. We're going to talk about that and other treatments for cancer coming up after the break.
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Alveda King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Scott Bell Show.
Check out those upcoming events. They are a many. They are a few. They're coming, including the big one, and that is Advanced Medicine Conference. And Dr. Bitar is hosting that in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California, over the Memorial Day weekend, the Saturday and Sunday of that weekend. So we look forward to that. There's going to be, you know, more announcements as we go. We have links up to get tickets, discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And, of course, hopefully you're already members of the IDFW. There'll be a special meeting for you there as well. Did I encapsulate some of what's going to go on there, Dr. Bitar?
Yes, you did. You most definitely did. But for everybody that's listening right now, I want you guys to know, some of you may already know that we started a new YouTube channel, and we are posting certain segments from the radio show that are indexed and broken down into small segments. And that way, at the end of the show or during the post-show, when I may go into a certain subject in more detail, it's all combined together, so it's relevant to that segment. But I want everybody to know that there's a special video that was just released. It's only a minute and 54 seconds, and it is Robert Scott Bell's secret. So if anybody wants to know what Robert Scott Bell's secret is, go to YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel. Just do a search under.
How could I have a secret? I mean, I'm like an open book on this show. I talk about, you know, that I was hospitalized for constipation as a child. I mean, there's nothing hidden here.
Hey, this is not the one with the constipation study in poop jokes. This is a different video.
Okay.
But anyway, Robert Scott Bell's secret. I'm sure that Super Don already saw it there.
Super Don, do you have a poll with YouTube to have that polled immediately? Can you get that?
yeah.
Secret is on there. So if anybody's interested,
wow.
Like it, subscribe to the channel too.
You know,
that's like telling a magician's secret. I don't know.
Yeah,
how I feel
you can't
about
go
that,
out and
right?
do that. Oh my yeah. gosh.
Hey,
well,
the whole world can find it now.
All right. Speaking of secrets, which we don't want to be secret, we were responding to Ula's question about her family member with CLL, and you know I went to break and I mentioned one of the other aspects of toxicity. In a lot of these bloodborne illnesses, ailments, cancers, etc., we see a lot of electromagnetic disruption, EM field disruption. Now, it was in the past we would talk about ionizing radiation, right? X-ray scans, CAT scans, all the radiation background, other things impacting. But non-ionizing radiation is proving to be another contributing factor to aberrant metabolism of the cell itself. And manifesting even in cancer. So I know you were hinting at a lot of the complexities here, and that's where people can and do benefit from help, not necessarily from allopathic doctors, as you said, but from those who know, who have been down this road, who have had success. So you can bring that into your sphere and transform your life by what you do, not only by what you believe, but that should also change what you do.
Well, that's exactly the point. Belief, it comes down to belief. In fact, at the Advanced Medicine Conference, we're going to be talking a lot about that, and we're going to have certain tools that help people to adjust their belief system, because you have to remember, thoughts have an emotion to them, and those emotions will make us move in a certain direction. So thoughts are things, right? And things have an emotion to that, inside of those emotions that then help us to direct our beliefs, and those beliefs will transform into what actually reality becomes for us. So it's a very, very important part, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that part, because I believe that certain patients, that why is it that some person that has stage 4 cancer, multi-organ system failure, metastasis all over the place, given 3 months left to live, et cetera, and 10 years later, they're still alive. And I have somebody else with a stage 2B cancer that doesn't have metastasis, that has no multi-organ system failure, that you can't even tell they have cancer, and they die within 2 years. What's the difference? And they got the same treatment. So it's obviously not the treatment. It's actually the belief system. So I wanted to make sure that I pointed that out. But unfortunately, the vast majority of people don't have a sufficient belief system, not because of their own fault, but because our society has promoted this concept that when you have cancer, it's a death sentence. So the belief system has been propagated into us to believe that cancer is terminal. So that's part of my mission, and that's part of Robert and I, why we do this together every week and have been doing it for almost a decade, is because we want people to understand the power to heal is truly yours. That's the reason we do this whole thing. So
yeah.
Coming back to what you were talking about, Robert, with the EMFs and some of these other things that cause these changes, these subtle changes, the aberrant changes on the cellular level, we know that EMFs, for example, have a very, very detrimental effect. But we have also the knowledge on things such as smart meters, right? So a smart meter will put out whatever type of energetic frequency, whatever type of negative energetic, and you can actually measure some of these things with the EMF meters. And you can put a plant in the same environment within the smart meter, within, say, a foot of it, and within 2, 3, 4 days, the plant's dead. But there's technology that's coming down the pipeline, and I'm not going to get into detail, but we've been working with this. We've experimented with it. We've already done a study with 52 people and saw some amazing results. We're taking the same type of energetic but changing it, same smart meter. You measure it with the same EMF device, same output. You put a plant there, but now the plant doesn't die. Not only does it not die, it actually starts to grow stronger and healthier, but it starts to go towards the smart meter. But when you measure the smart meter, it's the exact same output. So then what's going on? It's the same energy. It's the same output. What's going on? You're not blocking it. You're actually changing it into a cell resonant technology now. You're actually changing it and morphing it into something that before was destructive to life and is now conducive and enhances life. This is incredible. And we did a IADFW webinar on this with members, back on November 6th, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. So for those that are members, you have access to the webinar. It's not information that we want to put out there because of the sensitivity of it, but I'm still mentioning it because these types of subtle components, you can't, they're not medical treatments, but they are so imperative and so crucial to optimizing health, especially on our current plan right now with all the other things that are being introduced that can be detrimental to our systems. So we need every edge that we can, and I'm glad you brought that up about the EMFs and about the energetics because it's a very important part. In fact, in the seven toxicities, it's the fourth toxicity. I call it the energetics. Ambient cell phone radiation, EMFs, and microwave technologies, all these different things, very, very detrimental to the body.
All right. So let's talk about another form of energy when we talk about energizing. In this case, a study that talks about energizing the immune system to eat cancer. Now, they're referencing what are known as macrophages, okay, part of your immune system. They say that cancer cells somehow trick the macrophages to not do what they would normally do and eat them. And so in this research, which was published in the Nature Immunology Journal, they say researchers have found that rewiring macrophage metabolism can overcome this signal and act like an alarm clock to rouse and prepare macrophages to go to work. Now, my concern here, Dr. Patar, as it always is with allopathic thought form, is it done in a kind of a harmonious way that works with your body, or are they going to rewire it in a genetic way that then could have an unintended consequence of, my gosh, we got it now, the macrophages are eating the cancer again, but oh my gosh, look, they're eating all the good stuff too because we rewired it. Because nature knows what to do. So what's gone wrong is not that the macrophages can't do work, it's just something else that they're not acknowledging as they're saying, we're going to rewire the macrophages. You hear my concern there?
Not only do I hear it, it is the correct question. Why? Because we rehearsed this so well, right, Robert?
Once again.
And I haven't even read the study yet, but I can tell you, I mean, we're, again, tracking exactly like we do. The question that they're asking is a wrong question, okay? So you're concerned about, is it possible that they're doing it, violating nature's design or violating the ultimate engineer, the creator's design process, right? That's what you're
exactly.
But my question, even before that, is the question that they're asking and then saying that we need to change the macrophages and rewire them, why are the macrophages not working the way they're supposed to be working in the first place? That's the question. Because as soon as you ask that question, then you realize, well, there's only one reason why they're not working, or actually only two reasons. One, there's not sufficient nutrients in order to allow them to work correctly, or two, there's some type of toxicity that's impeding them from functioning the way they should be. And by reprogramming or remorphing to morphologically adjust the macrophage is not the right answer, because you still have – this is like saying, okay, there's a fire, okay, and there's a fire that's causing this damage. So should we then put in the windows first or the carpet first to repair the carpet first or the windows first? Unless you put the damn fire out, it's going to have the same problem. You have to look at the cause. Why are the macrophages not working? Nutrient toxicity, address that, and guess what? You won't need to reprogram the macrophages because the power to heal is yours.
Well, I call this allopathic retardation. They're exhibiting allopathic retardation because they don't ask the right questions. And, you know, you have to say they're mentally limited by their training, because it isn't that, and you know, I've talked about this, it isn't that we say doctors are stupid. They have to have great levels of intelligence to make it through med school, although they're very programmable. But the reality is they are trained not to ask these questions because it would eliminate the vast majority of what they've been trained to do in medical school, which ultimately is to find allopathic interventions, which are chemotherapeutic, radiational, surgical, sometimes necessary. But the point is they have been programmed not to see or ask the right questions.
I think this goes back to the Flexner report, because there was a hidden agenda. And I think that any time a doctor does ask a question and questions what we do, yes, you're absolutely right. They are punished for it. Now, it's not that we're not trained to ask the questions. We are negatively reinforced that if you ask the question, you are punished, so that you learn not to ask questions and just follow the
process. You get a shock. It's shock treatment. Like you're a rat in a maze. Like, you keep going that way, you're going to get zammed. You learn to stop asking because, like, well, I wasn't met with an encouraging, oh, I'm glad you asked that. Or you're met with, don't ever ask that again. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And the question, I mean, I wrote an article 15 years ago about one of the questions that I asked when I was in surgical residency. And it was an eye-opening experience for me. But I will tell you that doctors that are stubborn, that are pains in the rear end of the medical profession, i.e. myself, mm-hmm. and the doctors like me, we have been the ones that step out, not because we were more superior in knowledge or intellect, which, of course, I believe that I probably am, but no, completely frank. The reason is because we were intolerant of the fact that we were expected to blindly follow, and we would be like the problem mm-hmm. children in a classroom. We would be the problem child that talks back to the teacher.
Right? I really believe that. And, you know, we've talked about our journeys, how I was directed a different way into homeopathic medicine. It would have been ended in violence if I went to medical school, because I was so repulsed by anybody limiting my questioning. It was like that just, you know, it was like rubs me the wrong way is an understatement.
That's exactly what it is, because they want to limit that thought process. So the question, it's not that we've taught not to ask this question, it's that we reinforce that if you ask him, he's going to be punished.
Yeah. All right. Well, we ask the questions here, and we'll often provide you with some answers or lead you to your own ability to find those answers, because that's the empowering aspect of advanced medicine. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it, and we're going to talk about American kids next. And there's a percentage, 1 in 20, that are this. We're going to find out what that is next.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I agree. I believe we are rocking the health world, but for the better. Sometimes you got to break it up a little bit and rebuild, repair, and it's better than it was before. And we get to do that. That's advanced medicine here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, advancedmedicine.com, robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bitar, you're a dad. I'm a dad. We got kids, not together, of course, but we always have to delineate that now. People are so confused. They say 1 in 20 kids, the study. 1 in 20 American kids.
You can have mine if you want.
Why, oh, yeah. No. Sometimes I'd say you could have mine. I was joking earlier today about, you know, raising kids with no vaccines and no antibiotics. And sometimes you go, gee, you know, if I had only drugged my kids, they'd have been a little easier to manage. But obviously, just a joke. So 1 in 20 kids. Why would 1 in any number of kids be depressed or anxious? I mean, there are questions that are legitimate here, but I am always concerned with these surveys. They're leading mostly to, we need more mental health intervention. And that means government public health policies that will lead you to pediatrician or pediatrician psychiatrist that will prescribe Adderall, Ritalin, or even SSRIs.
Well, first question that I have for you, Robert, because, you know, I don't know if we covered this in our rehearsal, but is it that you do not believe the statistic 1 out of 20?
You know, I believe that, I believe that there are children that are depressed and anxious, but it's just bizarre to consider that, you know, in an interesting society that we have, that even the poorest among us have TVs and cell phones, right? You're thinking,
right.
Well, we should all be happy. But then again, we've got to look and say, you know, are we as parents valuing the things that really matter? Right. If we're going to see depression and anxiousness in children when they have all the food they need, you know, again, there's always somebody that's hungry and starving. But, you know, in a general sense, I would look deeper and say, why? Why are these kids, if they are indeed anxious and depressed? And we look at the vaccine issue. We look at the drug issue. We look at all the things that are not just the same thing we've been talking about for adults with leukemia, toxicity,
exactly.
Deficiency, everything that we talk about just times 10 for these kids.
That's exactly right. So it comes back down to, again, what is the right question to ask? So when you brought that up about the 120, the statistics are true. I know you're pointing to the concern about the drugs that now are going to be prescribed by the doctors that these children are going to be led towards. But the question that I have is why a 1 out of 20? And that the statistics are actually accurate. In fact, I would probably believe it's higher than that. And here's why. There was a study done by the Centers for Disease Control that showed one out of six women of childbearing age were mercury toxic in the United States. This is back in 2002-2003, the NHANES data that was released by the CDC. That same year, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out and said that one out of six children being born in the United States were suffering from some type of a neurological deficit. Now, they didn't define what that deficit was. It was anything from ADD, ADHD, to autism, to pervasive developmental delay, anxiety, whatever. So one out of 20 being depressed or anxious is not at all far-fetched for me. I'm very, very concerned that these documents, these statistics, are actually, if anything, underreported, because I believe it is very, very high. And again, it comes back to, why are these kids having this anxiety? Why are they depressed? Because, exactly what you said, Robert, because of the use of many of these substances, like the vaccines and many of these drugs, side effects from drugs, the preservatives in the foods, the lack of nutrients in our food substances, our values that we're teaching, the change in the family unit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, there's a lot of children that have depression that are anxious. The question, again, is why? Not to put them on those drugs, but to ask the question why. So if in 2002, the data from the American Academy of Pediatrics is one out of six children being born on the planet had some type of a neurological deficit, and the same ratio, one out of six women has mercury toxicity, that correlation, again, one out of six, one out of six. So am I surprised that depression and anxiety are part and parcel of that? Those are symptoms of ADD, ADHD, and some other neurological impairments. Yes, these children are toxic. Yes, because of the mercury. Yes, because of other things like formaldehyde, cadmium, nickel, all those things. But the only thing, and lead, of course, but the only thing that causes denudation in your fibrils is mercury. And so, again, yes, those statistics are true, but we don't need to cover them up with drugs. We need to detoxify them and give them the proper nutrients.
Amen. Beautifully said. And folks, again, coming back to the spiritual aspect, the reason for being here. And if you're a parent and you don't know the reason, your kids might not. Maybe they're here to teach you the reason. But if they're vaccinated, they never get the opportunity. In many cases, as Dr. Batara has said, these kids are here for a reason, to transform us in many ways. And if they're injured through the vaccines and allopathic medical community, whether that was intentional or not becomes irrelevant. The fact remains we've got to remediate, reverse this course so that they can fully live out the reasons that they're here. And also you as parents and grandparents as well. So, Dr. Batara, another great advanced medicine episode.
It goes by so fast, Robert. It really does. It's probably the fastest hour of the day.
All right, well, let them know what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.